Who Has Podcast. Let's get it on. I mean, only if you want to. No pressure. Sorry, that sounded kind of awkward. This is just a podcast. So, you know, everybody relax.
Hello. Welcome to the very first Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's podcast. I am Anna Lynn Thomas, founder of Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's, here with my co-host, Susanna Lewis of Woe Susanna, and author of new thriller, 10 Years Taken, available on Amazon.com. We are so excited that you are here listening to our very first podcast. Hello, Susanna.
Hello, Anna. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, it's a treat. It's a real treat, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay, good. I'm excited about today because today we're going to talk about the fart story. You know what fart story I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, now the fart that almost altered my destiny, for those of you who have not actually read the story, Google it for me, or just go to the Hoo Ha's homepage. It's right there. This story has gone so viral. It really is how I have made most of my fan base. And so it's one of those blessing and a curse posts that I love. And so I thought for our very first podcast, it would be fun if I talk a little bit about the fart story, how the whole thing happened, give you guys a little behind the scenes of the story, and then talk about what's kind of happened since we've gone viral. So now, Susanna, the fart story was how you even found Hoo Ha's as well. Am I right?
Absolutely. That's how I found Hoo Ha's. Yes.
And what happened? Did like a friend share it, or how did you find out about it?
Yes, I saw it on Facebook. Somebody shared it on Facebook, and I started reading part of it, and it was hilarious. And then in the middle of reading it, I had a kid throw up or something, and I had to get away from the computer. So I was so enthralled by the story, I said later, I have to go back and find the fart story. So I Googled Ha Ha's farts, I think it was, and that's how I found you. And the rest is history.
Okay, see, I'm really impressed by your Googling skills, because before we get into it, I got to tell you, every other day, I get a message or an email from someone who's like, please help, I have friends over, I want to read them the fart story, but I can't find it. Can you send me the link?
Google.
And I'm like, yeah. And I'm kind of like, I don't know. Maybe you could Google it. Maybe you could. I don't know why you're messaging me. It's so easy to Google, you know? And then, I know. And so then a part of me is like, I don't have time for this. But guess what? I do have time. Because yes. Then I'm like, you know.
They want to go to the source. They want to go straight to the source. That's what it is. They just want to reach out to the person who owns the butt cheeks from whence the fart came. That's what it is.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and I'm not saying that to not be gracious, because these people want to read it, and I absolutely love it. But it is hilarious that I get so many people who are in a hot panic that they can't find it, like on my website. It's all over the front page, by the way, of Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's.
Right.
So I don't know if, and some people like mistake Facebook pages for like websites.
Uh-huh.
Like they don't know that there's a difference.
Yeah.
So
there
they're
is.
Like, they're going through like my Facebook feed and they're like, I can't find it.
Oh,
you know, I was
geez.
Like, well, that's because I posted it 4 years ago.
Oh,
so
goodness.
That will be hard to find. I know, but anyway, I don't ever say, you know, here, you know, I'm tempted to be like, here, let me Google that for you, but I don't. Yeah, I'm always like, here it is, and have a great rest of your afternoon, and what are you up to?
They're making it harder. Yeah, they're making it harder than it has to be. It's not like it's 1997, and you have to, like, go to the library and look up the fart that almost altered my destiny. I mean,
I know that would suck. If you had to go to the library, it wouldn't be worth it. No one would even know who I am.
Yeah, me either. All right. Thank you, Internet.
So anyway, the fart story is, here's how it all went down.
Okay.
I have to tell you, when it first went viral, there were a lot of people who didn't think it happened to me. Like, they were like, I saw this story in Cosmopolitan like 4 years ago. And I'm like, really? Shoot me the link. Because that person stole what actually happened to me in real life.
Right.
And then one person said I stole it, and they sent me a link to a fart story, and it wasn't even close to the same fart story. I was like, you people, I feel like people just don't like other people to be happy.
They
you know
don't.
What I mean? They're
they
like, Like, I see this going viral. I want to ruin it for you. Anyway, absolutely. I digress. See, I'm going negative. I'm already going negative. I got to stay positive.
Stay positive.
So we're all at, how it all happened is we're at the dinner table with my mom, and I had just started Hoo-Haws. I originally created the website with my best friend from college, Jen, who had to leave about a year later and focus on some work with her husband. And so we both started it together, and it was my day to write. And I shared the story with my parents, and we were all laughing. And my mom was like, hello, write that for Hoo-Haws tomorrow. And I was like, oh, duh. Yeah. That would be, you know, something totally easy to write.
Right.
So the next day, I had an appointment at, like, noon. I got on the computer at 11, cranked it out. Of course, at that time, we had, like, maybe 40 fans. Yeah. 35 of them were all Jen's friends and family, and 5 of them were mine.
Right.
And so, there, you know, I was not expecting much, but I needed to put up content, and so I put the story up and went about my day. And I have to tell you, had I known that the fart story was going to go that viral, I would have spent so much more time on it, but I couldn't have anticipated it, and if I would have spent time on it, I would have ruined it.
Yeah.
So what happened is that I had become friends with Jill Krause. She is the blogger of Baby Rabies, and she shared it on her page. Mm-hmm. And because she shared it, it went viral. And to this day, she denies it. She's like, no, it had nothing to do with me. I'm like, oh, no, it would have died at the feet of, like, Jen's church group. Because that was pretty much everybody who was following us.
Yeah.
So that's really how it went viral. And then how viral things go, they just go crazy. And it was super wild. Our website shut down for 3 days.
Wow.
People, I was getting nasty emails from people that were like, oh, great. I want to read my story to your girlfriend, or your story to my girlfriend, and your website's down. When's it going to be back up? And I'm like, we're trying.
Oh.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And can I tell you,
yes,
it costed us to pay our programmer to get our website to go back up and to work again.
Right.
Like almost $1,500.
Oh, my word. That's an expensive part, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay. So then people are giving me attitude, and I'm like, I'm paying up the yazoo to get this freaking... Because we were on like a shared server. We had to upgrade to a higher server.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it kept crashing, so he had to keep fixing things, and so he worked all night long.
Yeah.
And the bill made me want to cry. Anyway, so...
Oh, wow.
I know. A lot of people don't know that.
Heck of a
fart. Lot of people don't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Inside
so,
scoop.
How it happened is exactly how I tell the story. So, I'm about to go on a date with Rob. I'm excited to meet him. And spend time with him. I was really excited about him. And I had been low carbing for a while to look good because I was kind of in the dating scene.
Right.
And when we went on that particular date, for some weird reason, I just decided, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to live life. We're going to the Olive Garden. I'm not going to be one of those girls who orders like a little side salad and then pushes it around on her plate and then moves it aside. Like, I was like, I'm going to, you know, I want to eat. I want to have fun. And he was the kind of guy where you could feel totally comfortable, which is sort of funny, though, because honestly, like a lot of women, like who goes full out on a date? You know, like me, like I'm sitting there eating like,
yeah.
And I couldn't help it because I hadn't had carbs for so long and it tasted so good. So
tour of Italy. Yeah.
It was the tour of Italy. I was eating it like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And so we left and everything was fine. And then after that, we went to a mall. And I don't remember the specifics of why we went to the mall. I think he needed something and it was like right across the street. So we went to the mall. And I mentioned this in the story that Rob, I'm eyeing a pair of shoes and Rob buys them. Mm-hmm. And that I'm like, you know, is this love? And I have had a handful of people say that I'm like a real superficial bitch. And they've called me every name in the book.
Ridiculous.
For being into those shoes. Okay, well, first of all, I need to clarify some things. They were not like, what are they, Milanoblahniks? What are those things that she wears at Sex in the City?
I don't know. I'll shop at Shoe Carnival. I don't know.
It's the ones with like the red at the red at the bottom.
Like Jimmy
they're like
shoes.
A
Yeah, the red on the bottom. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Milana, people are cringing right now that I can't think of the name. Whatever. They were like Mia clogs, you guys. Okay, so before you get your panties in a bunch and you guys all think I'm superficial, I was eyeing these Mia leather sandals. And when I say pricey, I think they were like $60. I'm not saying they weren't like $500, okay?
Yeah, buy one, get one. BOGO half off.
Yeah, exactly. And I did not want him to buy the shoes. I was just looking at them, and he just wanted to be sweet and got them for me. So, you know, if you think that's superficial, then maybe it is. I don't know.
No,
worry about yourself.
That's right.
So as we're walking around, I start to realize that my stomach hurts so bad. And if anybody's ever been hit with gas, seriously, this is a true story. People in the ER, a majority of people who go to ER think they're dying and it's gas.
I believe it.
Because when you got it, you got it bad.
Yes, ma'am.
It hurt so bad. And I didn't really at first know what it was.
It's like being pregnant with an alien baby.
Yeah. Well, it's stabby. It's like it feels like you're getting stabbed in the inside and it takes your breath away and you're not sure what to do with it.
Sweats.
So anyway, we're going home. I'm like, you know, I'm not feeling too well. Let's go home. He's like, okay. And he's like trying to be like all romantic and kind of like petting my hand and holding it. Normally I'd be really savoring that moment, you know, like I'd be, you know, I'd be like sitting up straight, you know, posing in the passenger seat of the car, trying to look really cute, not listening to what he's saying, just totally worrying about how I look in the moment, you know, doing all of those things.
Yes.
It hurts so bad. So I'm like, you got to go. And at some point I realized that this is a fart situation. This isn't a stomach situation. This is a fart situation.
Oh no.
So I yell at him and I'm like, I was like, you got to go faster. And he's like, why? What's going on? Do you need to go to the hospital or what? I was like, don't worry about it. Just get me home because I'm in a lot of pain. He's like, okay, okay. So he starts to go faster. And then that's when it happens. It just kind of like came out on its own, right? And so I'm like, okay, I think I'm okay. Because the worst thing I thought was for it to make a noise.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is there anything less attractive than you're on this date with this woman who you think's beautiful? And she's like, like in your Cobra. I mean, nothing's grosser than that, you know? So it didn't make a noise. It just kind of just went out on its own. I was like, oh, thank God. Thank God.
It's a silent suffocator. Silent suffocators. Yeah. That's what they're called.
So I have sweat on my upper lip and I'm just waiting and I'm like, please don't have a smell. Please don't have a smell. And then it hits me that it has like the worst smell known to man. So I start yelling. I'm like, hey, roll down the windows. Okay, roll down the windows. And he's like, what? What? Why? I'm like, roll down the windows. And I start screaming it. And so then I'm trying to roll down the windows, but he had my windows locked, which like later I was like, predator move. Who locks somebody's windows? And he's like, I didn't do it on purpose. So I'm screaming for him to like unlock the windows. I can't get him rolled down. He's screaming, what's the problem? What's the problem? And then it hits him.
Oh no.
So he's screaming, oh my God, I can taste it, which is like, I can't tell you how much a woman doesn't want to hear that on a date. We've got the windshield wipers going. We're both screaming and he's like scream laughing, but at the same time he doesn't want his mouth open. You know what I mean? It was just pure chaos.
Yeah.
So he peels into my apartment or into the driveway up to my apartment and I just jump out. I'm like, okay, great. Dinner was great. Call you later. Thanks for the shoes. And I just jump out and run. I think I left the door open and I haul into the bathroom. And I think I left the door open because it locked. So I must have been in such a panic that the door was cracked or something.
Yeah.
So I'm in the bathroom and I'm blowing it up. Dumb and Dumber style, you know that scene with Lloyd. It's Lloyd, isn't that the character Lloyd? Yeah. where he's got the X-Lax. That's me.
Foot against the wall. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's me blowing it up, and I can't believe this is happening to me. And all of a sudden, while it's happening, all the noises that you would never want to hear, I hear Rob go, hey, Anna, right outside my door, right outside my door where he can hear everything. He's like, hey, you left your shoes in my car. Where do you want me to put them? And I'm like, leave them anywhere. I don't care. Just leave him anywhere. I'm just screaming to get out of the door. He's like, okay, well. I was like, just shut up and leave him anywhere. I could not get him away from the freaking door. Mm-mm. So he shuts the door, peels away. And I'm like, there's no way this guy's ever going to call me back. I'm done. I'm totally done. He's never going to... I got to say, I'm pretty sure he called me back, like, later that night. It didn't take very long.
Probably to see if you were still alive and see if everything was
okay. Yeah, exactly.
And you still had your intestines.
I wish I could remember, because I wish I could remember how I broached it, but... Rob, obviously, he's my husband. He's such an amazing man. He just thought it was funny, and he wanted to know when our next date was going to be, and so that's why he was so amazing.
That's
another part of the story where I get a lot of crap from, is that I did kind of say something to him when I was writing the story up, and he's like, well, babe, it was your rack that saved you.
Yeah.
And just joking about my boobs, that's another thing people like criticize him about. They're like, oh, he's a grade A douche. He only likes you for your boobs. I'm like, no. What's up with people who read funny stories who don't have a sense of humor? You know what I mean? Does that happen to you?
Yes.
That happens to you all the time, actually.
Quite often, yes. I'm thinking of putting a disclaimer up that says, if you have no sense of humor, just click the X in the top of your screen immediately. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Like, exactly. Like, hello. Obviously, he's joking, people. He hasn't literally married me because I have big boobs. Okay? Like, everyone get a freaking sense of humor, nerds.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when stuff goes viral. You get trolled pretty bad.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've had, the story has also popped up on a fart fetish website.
Oh,
not even joking.
Nice.
Didn't even know that fart fetishes were a thing.
No, I didn't.
I was checking my traffic, and I was getting traffic from some porn site, and I was like, oh no, that can't be good.
Stop.
Like, who would be coming to me from a porn site? Well, I go to it, follow the link, and it's a huge picture of me that they've taken off of the internet.
What?
And they posted it. Yeah.
What?
After that, they took a picture of me off the internet, and they post the story, and people were, like, saying really gross, nasty things. And then I got a couple emails from people who were like, I'd let you fart all over my face.
Oh, my God.
You're hot. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Wait, people with fart fetishes, do they prefer the sound or the smell, or is it a combination of both? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know. I was so scared on that website. Like, you know, I didn't want to be on it, and I was, like, looking at it through, like, cracked fingers just to find myself. There was a lot of booties, but I think fart fetish people, I think they like to be farted on. I think they like the whole... It's kind of like people who like to get peed or pooped on.
R. Kelly.
Yeah, this is... This has taken a scary turn. But so then that freaked me out, because I was new to blogging, and I was like, oh, fantastic. Already I'm on a fart porn site. I think I was able to get them to take it down. I think I was able to contact the moderator or whatever and say, you guys cannot post my picture up here.
Well,
you guys have perverts contacting me. This is disgusting.
But do you realize how many people would probably love to be on a fart fetish site, and you did that with your first... viral blog? It takes, like, most people, like, 8 or 9 viral blog posts to get there, right?
So I know.
And
It is true. Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. It is true. So, and then there was another thing that happened was I got contacted by this AP reporter.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I need to talk to you about your fart story. Something's going down in the state of Iowa. I believe it was Iowa.
Iowa
or Missouri or something like that.
No.
So I contact him. I'm like, what? What is he calling me for?
Middle.
This is
yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the middle too, so I should know.
Okay.
And I don't even know.
One of those in the middle of the map. Yeah. Okay.
Somebody around me. Yeah. So he was like, he gives me a call and he says that something's going on in town. Basically, the gist of it is the governor was speeding. Mm-hmm. They got pulled over by a cop who, I think, gave him a ticket. Well, a week later, that cop was fired for inappropriate use of email, which was bullcrap, which he figured out or assumed was for pulling over the governor and giving the governor a ticket.
Okay.
So that cop filed a, I don't know what you call it, I'm not a lawyer, but basically sued back saying, if you guys are going to fire me for inappropriate use of email, the governor or mayor or somebody shared this fart story and sent it out via email to every government official there. Oh, and it ended up being my fart story.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right? So I was like, this is hilarious. And he goes, now, it didn't credit you. I had to actually Google you. See, there it is, folks. Google. It's magical.
Hey,
use it.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, though, anybody listening to this podcast is savvy enough to know about Google, and all those people who are begging me to Google it for them aren't listening. But anyway.
Yeah.
So he's like, so he found out, and he goes, so does it bother you that you weren't credited? I was like, hell yeah, it bothers me. It drives me crazy when people just share stuff and don't say who the author is. But anyway. So he was like, well, this story's going to go live. It's actually, there's a lot of drama here right now because of it and because of the controversy of firing this police officer. And so he goes, when the story goes live, it's going national. Trust me, you'll know. Oh, but it should be on Thursday. Thursday goes by, a week goes by, time keeps going by. And I'm like, nothing is happening to my website. No, it's like traffic didn't boom or anything like that. Yeah. And I called him, and I guess somebody who was anonymous, who he thought wasn't going to be anonymous at the time, never came forward, and the story died. But I will have to say, like, that's crazy, right? Like, you write a story at 8 o'clock in the morning and pump something out that's ridiculous, and it just, this thing has legs. It doesn't die. It's ridiculous.
I love it. So the fart not only almost altered your destiny, but all of the government officials in Iowa or Missouri, right?
Yes.
So it's all all kind of destinies around here.
The power of it is just insane.
That was a powerful fart. I mean, it cost money to reboot the website. And that is, you Anna, you may have the most famous fart ever recorded.
I do. My programmer told me that I'm the top for the fart girl. So I make my family proud.
Like,
I've got a master's degree and no one cares.
Own it.
They just care about the fart story.
Own that poot. Own it.
Yeah, I know exactly. So it's pretty wild. That's how that went down. And it still goes viral. It goes through waves of trending, and then I get a whole new batch of fans, which is really fun. And
I love it.
That's I do great. Think people, though, especially if they're new fans, think that I like to tell potty jokes. Like, sometimes I'll write something that has obviously nothing to do with the fart story, and then someone will leave a comment, and they're like, but I bet she likes to toot. I'm like, you know, you guys, it was just one story, okay? I don't, like, sit around talking about farts and poops, okay?
All day.
Like,
that's
come
like,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I got boundaries.
Yeah.
Even Rob and I have boundaries. Like, we don't, I try not to, like, rip in front of each other. And what about you? Do you and your husband have boundaries with bowel movements and going to the bathroom and stuff like that?
I have boundaries, but he doesn't, I don't think. I wish he had more boundaries. I mean, I've really thought about filing for divorce several times because of his flatulence. You know, he'll do the whole Dutch oven thing and stuff, you know. It's terrible. Like, the dog got sick one night from him farting. No, he has no boundaries. He has no boundaries. I wish he did. 14 years together, no boundaries whatsoever. Yeah, it's terrible. I don't know what to do. Do they have, like, support groups or something for...
No, I've gotten, like, really mad, too. Like, I'm like, you know what? I have to find you attractive later. So
I know,
if you want me to find you attractive...
Right.
Don't rip them and laugh.
I know.
You know?
Maybe.
I know.
Maybe my husband should be introduced to the fetish site about farting. Or maybe he should never, definitely, ever be introduced to such a thing. Oh, God. That'd be terrible. He'd be like, look, I saw Anna on this website today.
Yeah. He's like, wow, Anna's on this, like, really... crazy fart site? Like, she into that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not into it. No. And I'm horrified that people are into it. Like, if you're into it, there's a lot of things. Like, I'm all about acceptance in everywhere. Like, I'm not body shaming terrible. No. Yeah. If you everybody own everybody's body. I'm not into shaming people. If you have a particular the LGBTQ community, sexual preferences, all of those things, obviously open minded, be you, be who you were born. However, if you were born sexually attracted to someone farting in your face,
problems.
I don't know. I would recommend counseling. I mean, you know, am I crazy?
No. We have to draw a line somewhere, right?
I mean, at some point we have to be like,
you can't just be farting on people, like in the grocery store, just like back it up on them. But you can't do that. You know, like you were trying to pick somebody up in like the melon section or something, and you just back up and fart on them. That's not going to work, right? That's like a warrant for your arrest right there.
That's the scary thing about the internet, though, is that you can Google any craziest thing on the planet, and there's going to be people who are like, you know what? Me too. I'm totally into that.
I can't deal with that.
It's scary.
No, don't like that.
What about you? Do you have any crazy dating stories? Anything happen to you that's outrageous?
Yes, several, but I guess the most embarrassing would also be related to bowel problems, I guess.
Okay.
Except mine wasn't like I had to fart. Like I just got hit with like the cold sweats, and suddenly my stomach was like toe up, and I had to go to the bathroom so badly. And we were out in the middle of nowhere here in the country in Tennessee, and so the nearest bathroom was like forever away. And so I told my now husband, I said, "Look, you've got to get me home. My acid reflux is acting up because you know." You don't want to say I'm about to explode in your truck, but, you know, acid reflux is one of those things where, you know, it's kind of important, but it's not gross, you know? Like, if you tell somebody you have acid reflux, they kind of sympathize with you, but they're not disgusted by you. So I was like, look, my acid reflux is acting up. You got to get me home. And so I was, it took forever to get home. You know, I was, like, drenched in sweat, and I finally got there and ran. I think I may have left the door open to his truck as well, and ran. And so when I was running to the house, he knew it was an acid reflux, because I mean, nobody runs for Prevacid. And so I got in, and it was like a Dumb and Dumber moment as well, you know, where like you think, you know, like alien baby contractions and pouring sweat and you know, praying for death to come, that kind of thing. And but the thing was, is that after, you know, I was okay, after, you know, I used the restroom, the night was still young, and so I called him, and I was like, hey, my Prevacid kicked in, I'm ready to go back out. He's like, okay. But he knew. It was more ass reflux than acid reflux, so he knew. But it was embarrassing, I guess. It was embarrassing because we had just started dating, and, you know, I did not want him to know at that point that I had bowel movements. He shouldn't have known that yet. He shouldn't know that. So.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they don't need to envision us.
No.
Crapping. There are actually still people I can't envision. You know, Cindy Crawford. I can't envision Cindy Crawford going to the bathroom. I can't do it.
I have thought about this before. There are some that I just cannot picture. Surely they don't. They no. must have had some kind of operation that removes that function. They had to have.
Yeah.
You know, the world.
Like John Stamos, who I'm madly in love with. There's no way. There's all no that yogurt, way.
All that yogurt. Run it. Still. There's no way, even with the amount of yogurt that man consumes, that he could ever be seen sitting down on a toilet. Ever.
It'd be terrible. I know. I know. I just think modern times has one of the greatest gifts is our ability to hide pooping. And people are like, no, we shouldn't be ashamed of it. And I'm like, it's not about shame.
No.
Really. I mean, maybe it is. But it's more like, okay, it is. But it's just one of those things that is just really should be private.
Absolutely.
But then I say that now, and like I've been married, I don't know, getting close to like 7 years now, and there are times where like you go to the bathroom and there's no toilet paper. I know you've been there. And so then now I'm mad. I'm in there, I'm mad, because mm-hmm. there's no toilet paper. Mm-hmm. And I'm not the last one to use it all. It was wicker, wicker.
Absolutely.
That was me gesturing towards my husband in the other room. Okay.
Yeah.
So then I got to text him. I'm like, there's no toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, okay. I'm like, what do you mean, okay? Like, you know, when someone says there's no toilet paper, it, yeah. like, the response isn't like, okay.
Right.
Like, I'm not, like, this isn't a news bulletin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, you got to bring me one. So then he has to come in. He's got to, there's no way to get through the door other than to open it. And so, and then I'm mad. So then I'm sassing him. I'm on the bathroom. He's like, handing it to me. I was like, you've got to refill it. You know, and then we're like sassing back and forth and I'm sitting on the toilet. And then there's those moments where you just realize,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're in love. We're comfortable. Maybe yeah. a little too comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, because it's really hard to get sexy after that. You know what I mean?
Is.
Like,
yeah.
hey, I unloaded some bricks. What did you say? What do you think? Me and you? You and me? You know what I mean?
Those are just like, yeah.
You can't do it. Anyway, I want to hear from you guys, if you have the viewers, if you have any really crazy, hilarious stories that happened when you were dating. You could talk about farting or pooping if you want to, but we don't have to go potty with it, okay?
No,
but if anything really crazy happened, email me at anna@hahasforhuhas.com. Anna@hahasforhuhas.com. Share with me some of your craziest, most hilarious stories, and maybe we can share it next time at the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Susanna, it was actually really fun hanging out with you tonight. What do you say we hang out next week?
I'd love it.
Or maybe the week after. I don't know. Whenever we can sync our schedules.
Yeah. Whenever.
Are you into it?
Yeah, when we're not busy talking about farts, I guess. Whenever we get enough time. We get off that fart porn site, if we can find the time to get away from that thing, then yeah, sure.
Don't Google it. You don't Google. Do not go down that rabbit hole.
No,
do not go down that rabbit hole.
You'll be on a government watch list if you Google that, probably. Yeah, don't do that.
Well, I tell you what. So let's talk about next week. Next week, we are going to talk about, what is it? Okay. We're gonna talk about kids' TV shows. I'm new to the kid game. Okay, so I'm a brand new mama,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that kid shows existed. I remember watching certain ones with my niece and being like, "Oh, like Caillou scarred me for life."
Oh, gosh.
Now she's getting to the age where it's kind of fun to put it in the background while she's playing on the floor or doing her little activities,
mm-hmm.
and I'm starting to realize that like kid shows. Are messed up.
Messed up.
like totally. And then I like overanalyze it too. Like I'm like, what is she letting him do that by himself for? What is she crazy?
Mm-mm.
So anyway, next week I want to talk about 10 kids TV shows that make me want to kick a stranger in the jewels.
Yep.
This is one of Susanna's best posts. Mm-hmm. But we want to hear from you. Share with us the shows that you hate the most, and you can share it. We'll let you guys know when we're recording the podcast on Facebook and Twitter, and you can reply to us then.
Mm-hmm.
But share with us what shows you just absolutely loathe, kids shows, and why.
I think Caillou's going to be high up on the list. What do you think?
He's going to be so high. I can't believe that's a real show. For real though, I can't believe that like people were like, you know what? Let's have a character who throws tantrums with a really whiny voice and call him Caillou. And that people are like, yeah, let's do it.
Caillou. And you know why he's bald, right?
Well, I heard it's because they wanted every kid to relate to him. But I think by doing that, no kid relates to him.
No, I know why he's bald. Because whining leads to excessive hair loss. That's why
Is that what you tell your kids?
Whining and crying leads to hair loss. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. I hate that dude.
Exactly.
I hate him.
That's what I'm going to... That is a really good parenting tool. Like, look, kids, look what happened to Caillou. Mm-hmm. Do you want this to happen to you?
Yeah.
Then shut it up.
That's right. Mm.
All right. Well, it was so fun talking to you again. Next week, tune in. We're going to be talking about 10 kids TV shows, probably more actually, that make me want to kick a stranger in the jewels. There's a lot of them. Share with us again at anna@hahasforhuhas.com. Susanna, it was so fun having you again. She just came out with the thriller 10 Years Taken. It is available on Amazon right now.
Yes, it
Follow
is.
Her website, Whoa Susanna. Follow her on Facebook, Whoa Susanna. Of course, if you're not following Ha-Has for Hoo-Has, what are you waiting for? And then you can also follow my author page at Anna Lynn Thomas. I don't know, just search for it. Don't make me say it out loud. I've got too many letters in my name. So anyway, thank you, everybody. We will see you next week. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
See, that wasn't so bad.